My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today for part two of our series, Five Types of Retirement Income. Last week, we introduced this series and we cited some information, several statistics about how retirees and those who are about to exchange the paycheck for a retirement, you know, how they feel about their readiness for that approaching retirement date. And last week, we talked about Social Security as one of the five types of reliable income. And, you know, this is a really important topic for us to discuss because I see it consistently, you know, in my experiences over the 40 years. One of the, and it's been growing, believe me, a lot in recent years. You know, one of the top concerns expressed by the people that we work with is, you know, the possibility of outliving one's nest egg. And most people do not like uncertainty, especially when it comes to retirement income. And that's certainly not a position that you want to be in. You know, it's uncertainty is not a good foundation for a happy retirement. I think everyone agree with that. But if you find yourself in the midst of financial uncertainties, I hope you'll give me a call this week at 812-787-0809. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Again, my number, 812-787-0809. I'd be more than happy to just spend some time and to listen to what's on your heart, what's on your mind, and then we'll just see where the discussions might need to go from there to give you some peace of mind. Before we get into the show today and we explore further these five types of retirement income, I want to welcome Tony Shore to the show to help us focus our thoughts. And Tony, always great to have you on board.
Well, great to be on board, Mike, especially with you. Great to be here with you. I always learn so much, and this sounds like you've got an interesting show for us today. I really enjoyed talking about this with you last week, and we've got a lot more to cover. I do think it's so unfortunate that so many retirees have concerns about outliving their assets and the ability to provide income. Running out of money, it's the biggest fear out there. I know most Americans work 40 years plus to save and accumulate assets that they hope will provide for their needs during retirement, but then to have so much doubt as they approach retirement and actually retire, that would seem to cloud the retirement dreams that they should have and be able to realize. So I'm really happy we're having this talk, reviewing the five types of retirement income. It's so important to avoid costly mistakes, to understand all this. It's timely, and I can't stress the importance to your listeners out there. And we covered Social Security last week in part one. As you always say, Mike, that's the foundation of retirement income planning. I know you want to begin today by covering defined benefit plans, right?
Yeah, that's right, Tony. You know, I know in my life, I'm not at my best if there's uncertainty. If I have confidence in my planning, then whatever is ahead on the calendar, I enjoy life so much more. And I'm sure that's true with most people. You know, and I wish it was within our power to remove all doubts, you know, for our listeners. But the very best we can do is share information and you know, direct our listeners to resources that can help with decisions that they're looking to make. And defined benefit plans is part of that information. That's where we're going to start today. And then later in the information we have today, we're going to touch on reverse mortgages. So, you know, over the years, the number of employers offering defined benefit plans, you know, it's declined. But there's still plenty of businesses that do offer them. And if you are fortunate enough to have an employer that does still offer a defined benefit pension plan, that's really good news. And with that, you might be able to cover a significant portion of your guaranteed income needs during retirement. But even with a defined benefit pension plan, you might still need to find other sources of reliable income. You know, maybe your pension won't cover all your monthly expenses, or perhaps the pension will be significantly reduced, or perhaps even eliminated when the pensioner passes away. And depending on the survivor option you elected, you know, there could be a variety of payment reductions. So everyone that has a defined benefit pension plan needs to carefully review and consider and understand how the settlement options work and what the benefits might be to the surviving spouse. And again, the availability of having a guaranteed lifetime income, you know, is the big benefit of having the defined benefit pension. You know, knowing that a certain dollar amount's going to show up every month does lead to some peace of mind. But you need to understand what the settlement options are that you can choose from. You need to understand what income might be continued to the survivor. You know, one common wrinkle that we see in defined benefit pension plans today is the offer of a buyout. Now, some companies try to avoid their long-term obligation to pay the worker a lifetime income. And they do this by sometimes offering a lump sum distribution in exchange for them providing the lifetime income guarantee. And if your plan offers that to you, if that appeals to you, there are some ways that you can take that lump sum and convert it into a guaranteed, reliable lifetime income. You know, to do that, you need to select the right type of financial product. And I would think if you're moving funds from the defined benefit plan that provides the guaranteed lifetime income, you would want to place that lump sum into another financial product that is designed to guarantee income for your lifetime. And some of these products may include a provision that would continue the income for your surviving spouse's lifetime. I think that's really key. So, you know, make sure that you gather all the information and you understand the financial products design that you might consider well before you look at making this type of a decision. You know, don't wait until you're about to retire and start considering your options that you have if you have a defined benefit plan. Nothing says that you can't contact HR today and ask them to provide you with projections as to what those benefits might be. And, you know, start gathering the information, understanding the options that you have. And I would also say this here. You know, we want to remember, you know, there's a difference between the accumulation phase of our life and the distribution phase when we're taking income from our assets. And different financial products are designed for the accumulation phase. And those products typically are not the best at distributing that income over our lifetimes or as our spouse's lifetime. So again, you want to make sure that you have plenty of time, you know, in your timeline to gather information and to you know, consider all the options before you. And I would stress that you want to work with an advisor who's qualified in the area of income planning. A lot of advisors do an excellent job of helping you accumulate assets and invest the assets and grow those. But the income planning is a completely different area of knowledge. And you want to make sure that you team up with someone experienced in that area. And again, always make your decisions understanding the impact that a decision might have on other areas of your retirement planning. That's why it's really critical, I think, to come at this, you know, with a comprehensive approach. Understand all the different facets, you know, of an income plan. Understand how this decision impacts another area. Understand how a decision might impact taxation of Social Security, for example. How income might impact the amount that you pay for Medicare Part B. How a decision might impact assets that you're going to leave to the kids. And just a lot that needs to be considered and understood as you go about creating your retirement income plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's so important. I mean, it's a third of your life. People think, oh, retirement's the end, and they put off thinking about it, but really it's a new beginning, and you might spend 30 years in retirement, so you need an income plan. That is so huge. You make some great points there, providing lifetime income that you know will be there and it's reliable, making sure the surviving spouse income needs are going to be met. That's a huge financial responsibility. And in my view, taking on that responsibility, that's not something I want to take on without fully understanding all the options out there, the various investments, financial products, how they work. When you hear the word guarantees, you know, what is guaranteed? What's that based on? And why? It really illustrates why working with somebody like you is so important, Mike. I mean, if somebody does have a defined benefit pension plan or a pension, which I say has gone the way of the pension because usually only government workers now have them, what's your suggestion then?
Well, I think, Tony, the key is understand, especially with, you know, these pension settlement options, understand each one of the payout options that's available to you. Most plans will offer the largest monthly payout for the employee. You know, the employee has worked one lifetime for the employer, and the employer is expecting to pay out that benefit over one lifetime. And typically, with the 100% option, there is nothing continued to the surviving spouse. And many of us would not like that option. You know, you start the pension, you live a period of time, you pass away, and then nothing is continued to the surviving spouse. That's just a lot of money to walk away from. So we ask our employer, hey, I want you to continue a benefit to my spouse if she survives me or if he survives me. And the employer there, as I said, is thinking, well, you worked one lifetime and now you want us to pay this out over two lifetimes? Well, to do that, we're going to have to adjust the payout. And there's typically a reduction from 100% to the employee and nothing to the surviving spouse to maybe 75% or 60% or 50% with some additional benefit continued to the surviving spouse. And that's part of gathering the information, understanding what might the costs be to have part of the pension income continued to the surviving spouse. You know, what are the costs associated to do that? So, you know, I would recommend contacting your HR department, ask them to provide you with the projected settlement options. As I said, that's, to me, the place to start. And with that, you can start building a picture of what your income might look like. Okay, so scenario A is, you know, I take 100% of my pension, I pass away, nothing continues to my spouse. What other assets do we have that can provide income, and how does that look? It doesn't look so good. Okay, I'm going to take a reduced pension amount and have some income continued to my surviving spouse along with other assets. You know, what does that look like? And that's what we can help you do here at Compass Retirement Advisors. We can help create a written plan that shows some projections that takes into consideration, you know, if you have a defined benefit pension plan, Social Security, maybe you have a 401k, IRAs, Roth, rental income, real estate, farm income. And we can put this together into an income plan and then assume some rates of return and what happens if this spouse passes away in this time period, and really put on paper in black and white so that we can see what that income picture might look like. And we don't charge. There's no obligation for this income projection. So I hope you'll contact me for a review of your options. Once you have them from your HR department, we'd be happy to review those with you and then work together. We can consider, you know, what might be the right choice for you, for your spouse, your household, based on your information. And we want to do this again, as I say, almost every week. Do it within the context of an overall comprehensive income plan, one that takes into account the impact that this decision, you know, might have on Social Security. It might have on the amount of taxes that you'll owe or in retirement. Certainly, what your surviving spouse's needs for income will be. You know, Tony, I've seen survivors sometimes just in a really difficult spot. You know, the pensioner passes away, so the pension is either reduced or it's eliminated entirely based on the decision that the worker made. And then we know that when someone passes away, you know, there's a reduction in Social Security. You don't keep the full amount of both checks every month. And so, you know, that's a lot of income that could go away at the death of a spouse. And I think that's why it is so, so important to plan, and to plan while you're both here. And you can sit at the kitchen table, or you can sit at the desk in the den at the house and talk with your spouse about what your income is going to look like during retirement. And then if you pass away, what's going to happen to those sources of income, and what's going to continue to the surviving spouse? I think it's just really critical that you spend the time to put together a comprehensive income plan that looks at all the angles that you might face.
Well, sure. And I think really good points that you've made here. I hope your listeners, if they have a pension plan, a defined benefit pension plan, will heed your advice. Social Security was the first of the five types of income. Pensions are number two. And now you mentioned you wanted to talk about reverse mortgages. That one surprised me.
Well, yeah, I think we do need to spend a little time and touch on reverse mortgages. You know, we see a lot of TV stars, you know, promoting.
Yeah, we do. Well, how about
reverse mortgages?
I've seen that famous mustache promoting reverse mortgages, right?
Yeah. The mustache, you know, can have some major impact.
Tom Selleck.
And persuade people. Yeah.
I think it's more his mustache that's the star. I think Tom Selleck is second to his mustache.
I think so. They always lead with a close up, right? But, you know, we do see a lot of marketing and advertising for reverse mortgages, but I don't see them used very often. But they can provide income, and they may, in some circumstances for some households, be something that's worth considering. So I want to just, you know, mention them in a little bit of time here. With reverse mortgage, a lender essentially buys the equity in the home. And as that name suggests, it's a mortgage. But it's kind of in reverse of the traditional mortgage. Instead of making payments and paying down a mortgage balance, the lender pays you the money and the mortgage balance goes up. Now, there's some eligibility requirements For a reverse mortgage, generally the home must be completely paid off or have a pretty low balance. There are age requirements. There's some mandatory counseling to make sure that you understand all the terms and conditions. And as you take the payments, the interest then is tacked onto the mortgage balance. The amount that you receive is based on, you know, obviously the value of your home, your age, how long they think they're going to be making payments, and where interest rates are. So I think a good point here is, you know, the mortgage doesn't have to be repaid until you pass away or you decide to sell the home. And as I said, for some folks, this might be a good consideration in the right circumstances. But again, there's a lot of things to be thought through there.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And you want to make sure you're aware of all the options and how they work. But just because a Hollywood pitch man or Mr. Mustache himself, even Tom Selleck, says it's a great way to increase your retirement income, you need to make sure you understand and involve your heirs. That's great advice, Mike. It sounds like that's what you're saying. Have a discussion before choosing to go this route. Talk to a financial professional like yourself, because you'll be able to take a look at their situation and say, hey, for you, this might be a good idea. For you and your situation, it is not, right?
Absolutely, Tony. Good things today. We talked about the defined benefit pension plan. We talked about reverse mortgages. You know, next week, we're going to wrap up this series, and we're going to talk about immediate income annuities. I really like that product when we're working to reduce income taxes in an income plan. And we're also going to explain fixed indexed annuities that have lifetime guaranteed withdrawal benefits. So I hope everyone will join us next week. Just a couple seconds here before we close. Jamie Dimon, the head guy at JP Morgan, is out recently with his annual shareholder letter. And then on April 24th, he gave an interview to CNN. And he talks about the debt problems in our country. And I would urge every listener to find that interview. Just Google Jamie Dimon interview with CNN on the debt topic. Listen to that and then ask yourself if you feel that your plan is ready, that your plan is addressing the concerns that Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan points out in that interview. And also, just a heads up, we'll be airing our Memorial Day weekend special on May 26th. It's a very popular show, and we always get phone calls from people who tell us that they appreciate us taking the time to give the special recognition on Memorial Day. So we'll wrap up this series next week, and we look forward to you tuning in again and joining us. So thanks for being with us today.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with our host, Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809. Or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained here and is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.